All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shechlech from the Intlakep territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkana, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I'm sitting here with Lady Faima and the president of Minnetonka Park Association. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Yeah, we have a super awesome show coming up today, and we have a subject on managing success. So it's going to be a pretty awesome topic. And first, we got some music coming up. We have Imperial Age, The Legacy of Atlantis. We have Charles Berthoud. We have Christina Aguilera. We have Ghost of Johnny Cash, and possibly one more after that, Justin Brave, a local boy. And we have our regular guests coming in. We have Wegedesk, our high diving champion. We have Dr. Latif. We have a recorded interview with him. And also Shkwait Shechlech, Lady Faima, and the president of Minnetonka Park Association. So let's start off the show with some music. We're going to play some Imperial Age, The Legacy of Atlantis. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Imperial Age, The Legacy of Atlantis. And yeah, incredible lyrics and very strong. It talks about the humanity, one of the pinnacles of humanity, and the downfall based on nature that kind of put us in our place, basically. But anyways, we have Wegedesk on the line with us. How are you doing, Wegedesk?
Wonderful.
Eagle Nation, I'm doing awesome. So great to be on the show. I love the topic today. What an interesting song you picked, even just the name alone. Atlantis, right? The one of the long-lost civilizations that hit a golden age and then, you know, fell beneath the sea.
Yes.
Very, very cool topics. I'm glad to be on today.
Awesome. Yeah, so let's get it started right, and let's do some deep breaths. Can you please lead us through that?
All right, let's do it, folks. Let's get ready for three really good deep breaths, and we want to breathe both physically and emotionally. So as we're sucking that air in through our nose, let's feel how easy and free and pure it is, and then just let it all go to relax. And those are the two poles of a good deep breath, is that collecting, nurturing, empowering, and then relax. So let's get ready for that in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Big breath in. Awesome. Let's do two more and really try to relax your body through this whole process.
Sure.
And on this one, I want you to exhale really good and extra relaxed. Awesome. I always feel so good after, like, focusing on breathing and really feeling how easy and important that air is.
Yes, you can sure feel it just, like, zapping the brain. So powerful.
That's right.
Breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have our subject today on managing success. So we'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for asking. And I will say that as a former national champion high diver, and at the height of my career, I placed third in the world for the people in my age doing 10-meter platform diving. And so I really want to talk about the mentality, the champion's mentality. At that point in my career, everybody was trying to beat me, and I was just trying to be my best.
Love that.
I really want to hammer that home for everybody, that while there is benefits to learning about where I could have done better in the competition aspect, to be honest, the only person you should be gauging yourself against is yourself. Am I better today than I was yesterday? Am I working today to be better than I was yesterday? And so for me, I think managing success has a lot to do with having a healthy, successful mind frame, because as successful as that mind frame was, I had other mind frames that weren't successful. And so you could say my success was a flash in the pan in terms of my diving. And then once I finished diving, I didn't really know how to do much other than flip, you know, and talk to people and treat people with respect. But in terms of the global and economic and political and all these intricacies of life, I think a big part of managing success is keeping it simple. And that's why we love our deep breaths on Eagle Nation Universal, because I promise you, Chief, managing success well and successfully happens with deep breathing.
Yeah, it sure is a big part of our show, and I really enjoyed it. It's just so special because it's free for all of us to do, and it's something that all of us can control. It's one of the only things we have in control of. And just a beautiful way that you able to bring us through those deep breaths and help us manage ourselves and our steps through life, which include success. And I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your part of your life and what you've gone through and how you've managed some success, even after all that high diving, championship diving that you've done. And you've added that to the rest of your life, and it's amazing.
Amazing.
It's so special. We really appreciate
you. Thank you, bro. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I do want to just let everybody know that I am the tip of the spear of a child protections movement. What happened to me as a national team athlete was atrocious. And at the end of the day, everything happens for the better reasons, for the best reasons. And so I'm taking what happened to me and I'm transforming it into a way to make our community safer for children, better for victims. And all of this can be found on my website, wegadesk.com. That is WEGADESK.com. Wegadesk or Wegapol on YouTube. You just start typing that in online and I'll start coming up in all kinds of shapes and forms. But make sure you check out that website, wegadesk.com, because the public record is building and creating a tsunami of justice that's just been building and festering with a very colonial and business-minded justice paradigms. Mm-hmm. And what I'm doing is I'm bringing the humanity aspect into it and encouraging our society to operate on a moral standard and not a business standard.
Beautiful.
Check that out. Lots of love to everybody.
Yeah, beautiful and powerful. It's so empowering. We bless you and have a super awesome rest of your week and weekend.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to hearing from you again soon. So lots of love to you and bye for now.
Lots of love. Bye-bye.
All the best, everybody. Peace.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right, that was our high diving champion, Wegadesk. Man, so powerful and such an honor and a blessing. So we're going to carry on with our show. Coming up next, we have an interview with Dr. Latif. He's our professional dentist. He does a lot of humanitarian work with Indigenous tribes down here in BC. And just a very special individual. He gives some of his time for us to give some of his knowledge. And it's just special. So I have a song picked for him. And it seems like I always get these ones that inspire me from the bass music. Just like Pulling Teeth from Metallica. That was the last one I played for him. And this one is another bass solo, and it's from a guy called Charles Berthoud, and his song is called Playing Metal Bass in the Lowest Possible Tuning. Sounds heavy. it's pretty wild, and it's short, but it's pretty sweet. So let's have a listen. Enjoy, everyone, and we'll get to the interview.
Speaking. Thank you.
pretty fast and groovy.
What are you still doing here? Come on, clear off, clear off.
Just like we all want our dentist appointments to be fast and out of there as fast as we can. So I'm going to play our interview with Dr. Latif, and then we'll do a little bit of talking. Sorry about that.
Okay, it's recording. Okay, hello, Dr. Latif. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you very much. What about yourself?
I'm doing very wonderful also. I'm just doing a follow-up interview with Free Voices, and I had some questions for you, and I wanted to know... first of all, I'd like to really appreciate you for all the work that you're doing with our Indigenous people out in Seabird and all over BC. I just really appreciate all the hard work that you're doing, your dedication and your humanity.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and in follow-up, I'd also like to bring some... education to our listeners, and I had some questions on your recommendation of what's the best food that we can eat that's related to our teeth and our mouth.
Oh, absolutely. All natural products will be the best for your overall health, but specifically for dental health, I would actually recommend the fresh fruits and vegetables, especially the veggies, because they are fibrous and they don't contain sugar. And the fibers, actually, while you're eating fresh veggies like lettuce and cilantro and parsley, all these fibers actually act like some sort of a brushing, cleaning mechanism to your teeth. Plus the fact that they don't contain any sugar products or any sugar ingredients in them. It's very healthy for your body and also healthy for your teeth and gum. So, fruits, just as good, but you have to always remember to rinse your mouth afterwards because they contain sugar, which can be broken down by the bacteria and cause dental decay. So as a priority will be fresh veggies, then the second priority will be fresh fruits. And try to stay away from any processed food because not only that, generally speaking, it's not great for your overall health, but it's not also good for your teeth, especially when it contains high carbohydrates and sugar content.
Thank you very much. And also, I would like to ask about what you recommend for fluids as we drink.
Oh, definitely. Nothing beats water. So natural water doesn't have to be bottled water, tap water. That is your best bet. And it's good for your system. It's good for all your... body organs, and it does not have any ingredient that will be harmful to you or your body or your teeth.
Okay, that sounds very wonderful and interesting. And just for fun, we would like to ask you, what's your favorite sport?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my favorite sport would be cycling. Especially when it's a nice sunny day like this, I like to take my bikes and take my wife and kids, and we go for a nice bike ride, and then we go home.
Beautiful, wonderful. That's so healthy. I really appreciate your time, taking your time out of your day to join us here on the radio, and I appreciate you, and we're looking forward to listening to you, more advice from you, and I just appreciate you and thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Yes, have
until next time.
Yes, until next time. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, bye for now.
Yeah, that was a special interview with Dr. Lateef.
Wonderful.
And yeah, and I thank you, Lady Fahima, for setting that up with us. And
you're welcome.
Yeah, it's always great to get real professional, successful people to come on and add their some of their knowledge is and their expertise. And yeah, I thought that was great. It was very wonderful to get some of the
beautiful
insights of how to look after our teeth and maintain ourselves.
Absolutely.
So we don't have to go there so often. And then sometimes get into some trouble. So yeah, it'll be great for people to listen into that and take that advice of eating more fruit, healthy and veggies and maintaining our mouths and just our overall health. Like you said, just plain water seems to be really...
goes back to the basics, right?
Yes.
Vegetables.
And yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then just get out there and jump on a bike and get out with
fresh
the family.
Air.
Yeah.
You're getting
yeah.
nutrition from yeah. the trees and everything yeah. that is around. And
yeah. Just
sunlight.
All natural. Just pretty awesome.
Wonderful.
So... we're going to carry on with our show, and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my God, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with the show, and we're going to play the song of the week of Shkwait Shekhlech, and it's from Christina Aguilera, and it's Candyman.
Wonderful.
Ironically, it's Candyman. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get to Shkwait Shekhlech. So enjoy, everyone.